My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now it's time for our regular sustainability session. I'm joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Today we are talking about Earth Month, which is April.
It is April. And I know a lot of the time when we hear about these days or these months, people just think, oh, what's the point? But Earth Day actually is rooted in some really great activism and it has a really good ethos. And it's a great reminder once a year to maybe tap back into those environmental thoughts.
I had heard of Earth Day, which happens to be the 22nd of April, which is probably why April has become Earth Month.
Yes.
How did Earth Day start?
It started in 1970, and it seems ironic now to talk about American politics, but it was actually a Democrat, Gaylord Lawson, back then, who started it. And he really just wanted to get people activated and interested in the environment. And so people took to the streets and there was protests calling on the government, basically, to look into things like air pollution, water pollution. And it was extremely successful, so much so that that took place in April. And by December, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, had been established in the US.
Which is now being gutted by Trump.
Which has been gutted by Trump, unfortunately. But thanks to that establishment, we have the EPA here and it's in other countries. So it had a really massive impact. And every year since then, this is the 55th year, people start to celebrate and really think about the climate crisis and the environment.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time when, you know, a factory set up on the banks of a river just dumped its stuff in the river and nobody cared.
And that was it. And there was no legislation against it and people got away with it. And I know there's a lot of doom and gloom about the environment in the media and globally, but the truth is we've come so far since the 70s and there's incredible things happening all of the time. And actually Earth Month can be a great time to maybe celebrate those small wins and really focus on the things that we're getting right.
Now, some of the things that people are now more conscious of than we were before, maybe as a result of Earth Day, but also because we had the Paris Agreement in 2016, which was signed on
Earth Day, which people may not realise. I'm sure people are sick of hearing of the Paris Agreement, but that was that really amazing agreement between the 94 parties to commit to limiting global emissions to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. Unfortunately, we did actually hit that tipping point last year, so there's a lot of work to be done. But again, a really important commitment that was made. And again, that was made on Earth Day.
Yeah. And we know that in the schools, for example, the kids are now just learning routinely about all the...
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Initiatives they should be embarking upon and being conscious of litter and recycling and all the rest of it.
It's amazing. Yeah, the primary kids are streaks ahead. They'd put me to shame. And then in secondary school, we are going to see things like a sustainability program being rolled out, which is so exciting.
Now, what about things like greenwashing? Are people aware of what's going on?
I think one of the great things about Earth Day and Earth Month in particular is that it really highlights these issues and it kind of puts a bit of pressure on those issues at this time of the year. And greenwashing is something that we, really, really struggled with in the last 10 years as companies realized that consumers really cared about the environment, and they used that as a way to kind of hoodwink them and say, you know, buy this t-shirt, it's sustainable, or buy this whatever, it's sustainable. But the legislation that has been brought in, especially by the EU, is so, so strict on this. And we've seen really big companies, ASOS, Boohoo, the list goes on, who've all been called up on this. So companies are really not able to do that the way that they have been. And then you saw a lot of companies, like when Earth Day would come around, being like, here's an Earth Day discount code off our products. And thankfully that has been quelled as well, which is great.
So how should we mark Earth Day, or indeed Earth Month?
Well, I think it's so important always to just enjoy the incredible environment that we have here in Ireland. We are absolutely blessed. Wherever you go, there's a green space, there are mountains, there are rivers, there's oceans, and we have such an amazing environment. So if the only thing you do this month is get out and really enjoy it and appreciate it, that would be amazing. This is such a great time to get out. If you just stand outside and close your eyes at the moment, the birds are so busy. So that could be your nod to Earth Day. But if you want to do something a bit more active, there are lots of really impactful things you could do. I mean, one of the biggest things, and it was great to see the EV stats that are back up again this year, but one of our biggest impacts in Ireland is we're a car driving nation and we need cars to get around, but it is super impactful. So, you know, walking, carpooling, cycling, taking the bus, taking public transport, or if you have the money, buying an EV.
No more May.
No more May. This is always a little bit controversial. I always have this fight with my dad, actually, because he's a great gardener and his garden is immaculate. And sometimes he'll come up and see my garden and say, what's wrong with the grass? And I say, no mow May. Don't mow until May is out, because that's when all of the bees and the butterflies are really getting the most out of all of the foliage that is starting. So look, even if you do have to, like I'm renting, so I can't just leave it completely go. But if you can just leave a strip that is unmowed until May is finished, that would be a great thing to do.
You recommend going meat free if only for a day.
If only for a day. Again, great research around this. You know, meat eaters have four times the carbon impact of non-meat eaters. So if you even have one day a week or one meal that is plant-based, that will be doing a really, really big effort.
And green your pension.
Green your pension. This is something I love to talk about. Nobody knows this. First of all, nobody knows really where their pension money is going. So get on to your provider and ask, what is this being invested in? Is it being invested in fossil fuels? Is it being invested in really not so nice industries? It's very easy to make the switch. It's the same risk as a normal pension, but you can actually make your money and your investments do good rather than doing bad.
On that note, reminding everyone that April is Earth Month and April the 22nd is Earth Day. Jo Lennon, Climate Editor of the Sunday Times Ireland, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.